Welcome to Shomach Shav on the Daf. She responds to Loi Nishmas Hashem B'Yakov Shom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Samechei. The Gemara towards the end of Amud Beis says the Ravo, another Gemara says Rabo, Boro Gavro. He created a person. Rashi says he used Sefer Yitziro to create a person. Shadra the Kamei the Arbizero, he sent it in front of Arbizero. Havakam Ishtai by the Arbizero spoke to him. V'loi Kamei Adeli, and he wasn't able to answer because this Goylim that was created was not able to talk. The Ma'aral in Chidush HaGadol explains that a human being can't create Yesh Me'ayin, another human being like him. He creates something which is lower than him. So he can speak. The human being, the Goylim that he's creating, cannot speak. Doesn't have Koyach HaDibur. Omer Lei Min Chavrayat, you're created by the Chaverim. Hodu La'afrech, go back to your offer, go back to where you came from. So first, you have to mention the famous Chacham Tzvi in Tshuva Tzadik Gimel. Chacham Tzvi there asks, if a person who was created for Sefer Yetzirah, a Goylim that was created by Sefer Yetzirah, can he join a minion? Do we say, at the end of the day, he was created, so he's part of Klal Yisrael? Or we say, but because he wasn't born in like a normal human being, he can join a minion. So the Chacham Tzvi brings a riot from our sugya. Why did Rabbi Zeiro tell the Goylim go back to the offer? What about the fact that he can join a minion? It's a good thing to have him around. We need him for a minion. So that means there's no toyel, there's no benefit of having this goylem, and that's why Azir was willing to get rid of him. So that's a rayo that does not join a minion. And a lot was spoken about this Chacham Tzvi. The Mishneh Berurah even brings him in Siman Nun Hei, that he brings this suffix of the Chacham Tzvi. Interesting enough, why is that Nugel and Maise something to think about? And a later Ksav Yad was added to the Chacham Tzvi. It's brought down the Chacham Tzvi brings that the Ramak says that the Goylim has no neshama and he has no nefesh, no ruach, no nirah, no part of the neshama exists in this Goylim. So says the Chacham Tzvi, for sure he can join a minion because even a Odom Yisrael, when you have a katon or you have a isha, they can't join a minion. So Kol Shekhan 1 does not have a neshama at all. And this connects to the Ma'aral that we mentioned, that it's not really a Tzura Sodom. It's less than Tzura Sodom. So therefore, you can't join the minion. And this connects beautifully to the Ben Yehoyada over here in the Sugya. The Ben Yehoyada comes to explain, how did you bring back the Goylim to where it came from? We had the Goylim, it was created. It says, Shuv La'afach. How did it go back? So, interesting enough, the Shelas Yavetz, the Rav Yaakov Emdin, the son of the Chacham Tzvi, who speaks about the tshuva of his father, at the end he mentions that his great-grandfather is called Rav Eliyahu Baal Shem. He created a goylem, and he saw that the goylem was going and destroying the entire world. So what did he do? He took the name of Hashem, which is on his forehead. And when he created the goylem, he has the name of Hashem on his forehead. He took it out, and that's how he caused the goylem to go back to his original state. But then Ben Yehoyada explains that the way it works is like this. How do you create the goylem with Sefer Yetzirah? Sefer Yetzirah speaks about the tzirufei oisiyos, how you put together the letters of Aleph Beis to create the world. So when you do the tzirufei oisiyos in a certain way, that creates the goylem. So he brings the name of the Sefer Shevet Mishrol on Tehillim, that Ben Siro created a goylem. Ketim Yirmiyo Anovi, and he says, it's not good to create a goylem. You have to get rid of him. So told him in Sira, how should I do it? So told him, Yirmi Anovi, the tzirufi seers that you did, go back and do the tzirufim in the opposite direction. What's called tashrak. Instead of going in order, go the opposite direction. And that's how it's going to go back to its original state. So he says over there that's the difference between something was created with Sefer Yetzirah, which is not a real creation, or something which was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if you say the tzirufei oisiyos backwards, it doesn't go and get rid of a human being. So he explains based on that the pasuk that says in Yeshayahu, Hagiu agidu oisiyos le'achor, v'neido ki eloi kimatim. What does it mean? Means if you created a human being with tzirufei oisiyos, if you read it backwards, if it still exists, then you know is eloi kimatim. That means you're HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if, when you go back and you read the Tzufat Torah in the opposite direction, if the Goylim is destroyed that way, that shows it's not a Elohim. That means it was created with Tzufat Torah, and it's very easily going back to its original state. So says the Ben Yehoyada, that's what happened over here. In our case, Ravo created this goylem. He went to Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira told him, Hador la'afach, go back. What does it mean, go back? He said the two Pharisees in the backwards order to see if he's going to go back to his original state. And when he did it, really the goylem disappeared. And that's where Rav Zeira concluded, Michavarayat, I see you're created by human being. Because Hador la'afach, because when I read your name backwards, when I read the two Pharisees backwards, you go back to your original state. That's a raya, that's a goylem. So from the menu, Yada comes out, the way the goylem is destroyed is by doing the tzufer tears backwards, not by taking away the name of Hashem from him. And the fact that this works, that's a raya, that's not a real human being, like the Chacham Tzvi says, he doesn't join a minion, like the Maral says, the human being cannot create a full human being. Anyone who wants to join Shomach Shove, email us to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.